Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the new call. We have a new call on the calendar. And here you are at it. You are at this call, which is amazing. And I'm so excited to be hosting it and all the things. If you notice, if you've been following along, I am Coach MJ. And I don't have a shoulder thing on anymore. I got it off this week. No sling for MJ. Still can't lift anything heavier than a coffee cup and still can't move a lot, but at least I'm out of the sling, which is I drove myself to physical therapy. I have officially fired my husband as my driver, which is lovely. I am so excited. So excited. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how this call came to be. Coach Kathy is here. She's going to be in the chat and in the Q&A, helping me out. So there are a couple things that we noticed. So, you know, we always ask ourselves at No BS, how can we help these members lose weight? It's always our question. We ask it all the time, every day, me especially, because my job is to make sure you lose weight. And so there were two shifts that we desperately wanted to make in 2025. We desperately wanted to make a shift. But these two calls specifically that we are adding, these monthly calls, we were like, we are not making them wait till January because they need it right now. So one thing we noticed, we always do our like end of the month, like assessment, all that kind of stuff. At the end of the month, of course. But what would happen is at the end of the month, we always did it on a Saturday. So if the end of the month, the last day of the month was on Monday, you would basically have to wait a week until we could do a call about the end of the month. The same thing for our reboot call. You know, if the beginning of the month was, you know, on a Monday, you had to wait a whole week for your like, you know, reset kind of a call. So we combined those two, and now they will always be on the last day of the month. How smart is that? Smart, right? So exciting. So you will be able to get your look at your data from the last month, and that data is going to turn into your weight loss for the next month. We're going to help you create a plan. The only exception is if it's on Sunday. So if the last day of the month, because you know Corinne's coaching her face off on Sunday. So if the end of the month happens to come on a Sunday, we will either do it on Saturday or Monday. The same thing goes for this call. It's a mid-month reboot. We are checking in with shit in the middle of the month. Why is this important? I will tell you what happens around the 15th of the month. Every month, never fails in OBS. We see cancellations go up. We see an increase in support emails, Facebook posts, ask coaches about, well, I've already fucked up the month. I might as well just, you know, I was doing so good. Who does this sound like? Give me the reactions. I was doing so good at the beginning of the month and something happened, just fell off. I don't know what happened. I do this every time. So we were like, you know what? No more of that for y'all. We are going to add a call in the middle of the month when your excitement for the month's content dips, when your excitement for, you know, a fresh start, because, you know, we always think we have to be starting on the first. When all of that goes away, we're going to make sure that we are there to support you, talk you through it, help you come up with a plan for the rest of the month. So I'm so excited about it. I'm going to talk a little bit about why this is so important. And why it may be happening to you. And then we will start to answer, you know, if I have time, I'll pull people up for coaching. We'll be answering questions for you, but super excited about this topic. So, what happens? The reason it is so important to check in the middle of the month, think about it as if you're flying an airplane. And I am going to, let's say I'm going to Nashville, which I am actually going to Nashville on Sunday to plan 2025 for y'all. We are gonna, Corinne's gonna lock us up in her house and not feed us or water us. And we're gonna talk about y'all for 2 days. It's gonna be super exciting. But if I take off from Charlotte and the pilot even has his heading off by 1 degree, I could end up in Alabama Nowhere, not even Texas. I mean, Tennessee. I may end up in the wrong place because even that 1 degree of difference over time is going to take me off course. So thankfully, our pilots and our airplanes always look at that stuff. They always look at that stuff to make sure they're on the right direction so they get where they want to go. But what happens with us is we sit around at the beginning of the month with our excitement and our, like, we're going to slay the month and it's going to be awesome. And this is the month I get my shit together. How many times have y'all said that? This is the month I'm going to get my shit together. And you start off. And then you put that beautiful little piece of paper, it's in your planner or it's in a notebook somewhere about what you're gonna do. And you don't look at it until the end of the month. You look at it again, where you were gonna go at the end of the month. And then you're like, well, shit, I didn't end up anywhere near where I said I was gonna end up. It's because you didn't check your heading all along. It's the only thing that happened. Your goals are still your goals. You just have to look at them, decide if they're still doable and reasonable, pivot if not, pick yourself up, and continue on with the rest of the month. That is why this is so important. Also, what is important is we have a few overeats. Let's say you have a few overeats in the first half of the month and you get Debbie Downer about yourself. Oh my God, I'm doing it again. I'm doing it again. I had 1 week of no weight loss. This sucks. I'm screwing it up. And you focus on what is going wrong. And you never give yourself a chance to sit down and see what is going right. So maybe you are getting all your water in. Maybe you did get a couple of walks in, but all you focus on is what you fucked up, how you could have done better, what was wrong in that first half of the month. And if you don't give yourself a minute to pause and go back and look at not only what you want to improve the second half of the month, but what went right the first half of the month, that's where your excitement is going to come back in. Yeah, I didn't do enough like I wanted to those first 2 weeks. I'm doing decent on, following my plan. I'm getting my water in and I got a couple of walks, so maybe not all is lost. And the other thing we want to do on these calls is just to remind you, it is not too late to save the freaking month. You've got 2 weeks left. It is not time to throw in the towel and wait till December 1st. I want you to think for a minute. There's a version of you, the future you, on December 1st. Here we are on the 15th. What does she want you to do right now? Wait till December 1st, especially with Thanksgiving. An extra 5 pounds sitting there on you at December 1st? Or does she want you to look back at what you promised yourself this month and save the month? Maybe you showed up like an ass the first 2 weeks. There's still 2 weeks left. We still have time to save this month. We still have time to at least, maybe you're not going to make your goal that you set. Maybe you set like a 5 pound goal, and here you are halfway through the month and not a pound gone, or maybe 1 pound gone. You're going to do a whole lot better. You could still lose 2 pounds by the end of the month. Maybe you're not going to meet your 5 pound goal, but you're not going to be up. You can still save this month. You can still show up like the no BS woman that you promised yourself you were going to be on November 1st. Think about if you picked yourself up today on the 15th and you took solid steps towards your goals, even if you know you're not going to meet your overall goal that you set on November 1st, think about how proud you're going to be, how much momentum you're going to have on December 1st. And that is what we're going to be doing on these calls. It is not too late. So the first thing we want to do is look at the goal that you set on November 1st or thereabouts. You need to look and see if it's still doable for you and decide if you want to tweak that goal. For me, I think there's several different types of goals, and you have to check in with your own brain and sit with your own self and see how these feel to you to decide what kind of goal setter you want to be. So for me, I always, my entire way down the scale, I'm very competitive, very competitive. I like to beat people at games. I like to win. That's how I am. So I always set a very low bar for myself. My goal, weight loss goal typically was 2 to 3 pounds a month. You know what my thought was? Wonder how far past I can blow, how much I can blow past it. How much more can I lose? I would get to that 2 pound, like weight loss goal. Let's say I set a goal for 2 pounds and I met that goal on the 15th. I'd be like, yes, ma'am. How far past it can I go? That felt amazing to me. I love how that felt. I felt like every other ounce I lost was winning. It gave me fuel. It gave me motivation. Just the thoughts that would create for me were amazing. Some people like to set a goal very high and work as hard as they can to get there, knowing that they may not get there. And also knowing they're not going to beat themselves up because they didn't. They just love a really high, like a goal that, like, you know, 90%, I'm probably not going to meet it, but damn it, I'm going to work as hard as I can. And I'm going to celebrate the shit out of myself if I even come close. And then some people like to just kind of set a steady goal. You know, like it feels very doable. On a scale of 1 to 4, I'm a 3 or a 4 that I'm going to get there. So you look at your goal that you set for right now, middle of the month. Let's say that it was me and I was in weight loss mode and I got to the 15th of the month and my goal was to lose 2 pounds and I had not lost 2 pounds. I hadn't lost any weight. Might even be up a pound. I don't know. I would probably middle of the month change my goal for the month to 1 pound. So I would give myself a chance to win and blow past it. This is probably what I would have done. So you have to decide what kind of goal setter, what it's not the goal that motivates y'all. Remember, think, feel, do. It is the goal. There's a number that you write down that you want to achieve for the month, right? It's the number, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 4 pounds, whatever that is. That goal creates thoughts in you. I'm going to do it this month. Can't wait to see how far past this I can go. I'm going to work my ass off to get there. And if I don't make it, it's going to be amazing. That's what creates the feelings that you have. So you, when you set a goal, you want to make sure to check in with yourself. What thoughts does that give you? Because for some people, setting a goal for 2 pounds a month, they'd be like, that's not enough. They would feel defeated. But for me, it created thoughts that, like, just blew, I could blow my own mind with them. So for me, that's what I wanted. So look at your goal. Look at your goal and see, is it still doable? Do you want to tweak it a little bit? Because you don't want to come into this, you know, well, I said I was going to lose 5 pounds. I haven't lost any weight. You don't want to feel defeated. You don't want a goal that's going to create thoughts that make you feel, that give you the feeling of defeated. So let's decide now. If your goal was to plan 100% of the time and we're halfway through the month and you hadn't written a plan yet, your goal could be, it's the 15th. So my goal for planning is 50% of this month. Because you still got 50% of it left. If your goal was to do 1 monk meal a week for a total of 4 monk meals in the month of November, and you haven't done one yet, you get to decide. Are you going to do 2 a week for the next 2 weeks? Or are you just, you know, I'm going to do 2 for the month. I got 2 weeks left. I'm going to stick with that goal. But instead of doing 4, now I'm doing 2. So you get to decide. So write some of your goals in the chat. Let me know if they still feel doable. If you're going to tweak them, are you going to increase them? Maybe for some of you, you're like, I already met my goal. I set a goal for 2 pounds. I want to set a goal for 2 more pounds or 1 more pound, knowing that, you know, Thanksgiving is a coming. It's doable to beat it. Good. You're going to keep the same goal. That is perfect. That is perfect. So November goal was to lose 4 pounds. So far, she's lost 2. It feels doable. Limit my wine to 2 days a week. I'm at 5 days alcohol free this month. I feel defeated. So 2 days a week. Haven't we just had 2 weeks and you're 5 days alcohol? I get it. I can't math backwards at all. So Carla, was that goal actually doable? So if you were drinking 5 days a week or 6, 7 days a week, cutting it down to 2 days a week, was that even doable? Now you know what you're doing. What goal between now and the end of the month would feel doable to you? And then what did you learn from those first 2 weeks? What thoughts got in your way of being alcohol free those days? What was getting in your way of doing it? Let's see. Oh, that's perfect. Ashley says, I want to lose 2 pounds a week. Oh, so fast. Y'all are so chatty. I'm going to keep it, but also set a minimum goal. I love that. Like a minimum baseline of 1 pound a week. And then Ashley, check in with your thoughts. When you read that back to yourself, what do you think and feel? Does it feel motivating? If it does, if it feels doable, if it feels exciting, if it feels motivating, that's exactly where you want to land. I love that. So Natalie says she has not even lost 1/4 pound a week. Why? What is getting in your way? And that can be your goal for the next 2 weeks. So that's good to know too. That is so good to do. Natalie, I bet it's overeating. Next 2 weeks, pick one thing, hunger or enough. Go all in. Go all in. Alicia says, plan every day for the rest of the month. She wants to lose 2 pounds. So for some of you who are feeling defeated, for some of you who are feeling defeated, I want you to also, now is the time to look back at what you've done well. What have you done well? Because that's the other way that we're going to create some momentum and motivation. We're going to give ourselves credit for what you've done the first half of the month. Okay. So it is like for who I can't now, there's so many names. I can't remember who, but have been 5 days alcohol free. Maybe the month before you had 0 days alcohol free. Maybe you didn't make your goal, but you went 5 days alcohol free. That is amazing. Such a big level up from the month before. Yes, the bites, licks, and tastes add up. Girls, don't they though? Girl, they do. So decide, what have you done well? Maybe you are and have always been a boss at sleep. Let's take a minute to celebrate that. Maybe you get your water in every day. There are women out there that don't get a lick of damn water in. Celebrate yourself for that. Maybe you've been, it's getting colder. Maybe you've got a dog and you prioritize your health by getting that dog out to let him go walk. Yes, he did have to pee. And yes, you didn't want him to pee in the floor, but you could have just, you know, set him out in the backyard. But instead, you got in warm clothes, put you on a jacket and let the dog go pee. Amazing. It helped the dog and it helped you. What have you done? Sleep and water on lock. Yes. If you have a question specifically that you really want me to answer, put it in the Q&A because this chat is moving fairly quickly. Let's see. Leaving one bite is awesome. Absolutely. So, and then again, Nana, we said again, you said family drama is tiring and sabotaging your progress. That is not what is sabotaging your progress. It is what you are saying to yourself when family drama or family things come up. That is what is, you know, whatever you're telling yourself, I can't handle this. This is too much. My family shouldn't be this way. All those things. I went, if anybody saw my live yesterday on Facebook, I went to my mama's therapy appointment yesterday. And her goal for the therapy appointment was for the therapist to tell me what a piece of shit I was. And it did not work out so well for my mama. A therapist had her number. And I even told the therapist yesterday, we were sitting there, and I said, I don't expect her to change. She has been this way for 50 years. She ain't changing. And then my mom at one point said, I don't want to hurt you anymore. And I said, you can't hurt me anymore. You get to say things, and sometimes they sting, but I know you're wrong about me. I told her that to her face yesterday. You are wrong about me. I know it. I told her that to her face. No drama, nothing. But that is where you have to get with the family drama. They're not right. That's not true. And I told myself yesterday in that at Facebook Live, I will not give her my weight loss. She has had enough. I have given her my time, my brain space, a chunk of my childhood, all that. I'm not giving her my weight loss too. It just ain't gonna happen. And when you have those thoughts and you work on creating those thoughts and making them true for you and believing them, then it's not gonna sabotage your weight loss. Let's see. I do have a Q&A. I'm glad because I can't that chat, y'all are chatty. Margaret says, if we set a weight goal and then gain, yeah. So like for the January 1st, I said I would lose 6 pounds. Perfect. I gained 2 last week. Do I make it 8 pounds until January 1st or keep it at 6? I did lose that 2 this week. So now I'm back to where I was for that call. Okay. I want Margaret, it's up to you. And again, you've got to check in with yourself. That's what we've been talking about. What works for me and what works for Margaret and what works for Kathy and what works for Karen fucking Brent is all totally different. And when you decide what works for you, you've got to check in with yourself. Just because somebody else it worked for them does not mean it's going to work for you. That's why cookie cutter diets have never worked in the past. So, Margaret, whenever I say, on like 2 weeks ago, when we did the thing for January 1st, you had a goal for 8 pounds. And then you say to yourself, it's now November the 15th. I have 6 weeks left. I'm going to keep my goal at 8 pounds. How does that feel to you? Let me know. Does it feel invigorating? Like, just whenever you say I'm gonna lose 8 pounds in 6 weeks, does it make you think I may not get there, but I'm gonna work my ass off and see how close I can get? I bet I can get pretty damn close. And if it doesn't, then you can cut it in half. If you say now in 6 weeks, I'm gonna lose 4 pounds. Check in with yourself. If immediately you think, girl, I know I can do that. I bet I can even get past that. I'm gonna see if I can get past it. That feels pretty good. It depends on those sentences that you say to yourself and those goals that you set for yourself. How do they make you think and feel? What thoughts does that evoke? And then what feelings come from that? Margaret says, I love that. I think it feels like I like the 4 pounds. Like the 4 pounds is more doable and I will try to beat it. That's the thing. Because I'm very much like, y'all know Wicked is about to come out and I'm a big Elphaba fan. But Glinda the Good Witch, that's her thing, is you've had the power all along. And Margaret, you've had the power all along to set your goal. The one thing you've got to do though is just check in. Look, I got Kathy should be proud of me because I'm talking about feelings and shit on this call. Kathy's a feelings person, but I'm busting out with the feelings because you've got to check in with how it feels. If it feels amazing to you and the thoughts that it creates when you talk about your goal are just lush and loving and motivating, then that is the goal for you. That is the goal for you. But if it doesn't, then pick another goal. That ain't the goal for you. You keep trying them on like a pair of pants until you find one that feels like butter and it makes you feel good. That's when you know you have found your goal. Amanda said, is the worry that comes with goal setting essentially lack of confidence in ourselves? To me, the goal setting is crap. I have to do it or I'm a failure. No. Here's the thing, Amanda. I got a goal today. Go to the beach. I'm putting it in my GPS. Why? I need to know which direction I'm going in. I need to know. And I think the reason it comes from perfectionism, I bet you, Amanda, if I had to guess, I'm not a psychic, but if I had to guess, your goals to get them equal perfection. Also, I bet you, if I put on my psychic cap, you are not celebrating yourself when you do the little things. Instead, what you're telling yourself is, it's not enough. I'll never get there. It's not good enough. Betcha. Betcha, betcha, betcha. Yeah, see, I can read minds-ish. You know why I can read your mind, Amanda? Because I did the same thing. Yes, Karen, thank you. Even GPS readjusts and sets us on the next best course. Here's the thing. We're in no BS. It's not just about weight loss, y'all. It's about creating a life with habits that we want, all that other kind of stuff. If you are never, like me with water, for instance, Corinne, the Queen Corinne says, you got to have 64 ounces of water. When I joined the membership, I was drinking 0 ounces of water a day. Zero. 64 felt like a big ass mountain to climb. There was no way I could get there. But if I had not taken off my perfectionist hat, 16 ounces is where I started. And I kept up with that because I wanted to be somebody who could drink 16 ounces of water a day. No, it was not what Corinne told me, but it was a hell of a lot more than what I was drinking. So my goal when I first joined for water was to even get to the 64 ounces. I picked something that was doable for me, which at first was 16 ounces, one bottle of water a day. And then I went from there. And that's what you have to do too. It's progress, not perfection. Carla. Oh, this is my wine girl. I just took a look at last month's wine and I'm already ahead on alcohol-free days in November. Data, thank you, data. Compared to last month, I have rebooted my goal to 3 days alcohol-free and totally believe this is doable. God bless America. But Carla, let me just tell you something. If you had not come to this call and examined your goal in the middle of the month, because I'm sure November 1st, it felt totally doable until you got in the weeds with it and life got in the way and shit just started happening. And what you would have done, Carla, the next 2 weeks is beat yourself up for not getting there. But instead, you've taken a look at it, decided it was not actually doable as I had told myself on the first. You get to spend the next 2 weeks celebrating that you looked at your goal, you adjusted it, loved your reasons for adjusting it, and made it something that was actually doable because you got 2 weeks of data telling you that it is. That is freaking amazing. That is awesome. That's why we did this, because that's what happens. It seems doable November 1st or March 1st or April 1st or December 1st. And then we start to notice, instead of saying, I wonder if that goal was doable, all we tell ourselves in that moment is, I fucked up. I can't do it. I'll just start over December 1st. Or I'll just leave no BS because, I can't do it anyway. And that's why we wanted to do this call. I love that. Christy said, can you talk about the difference in setting a doable goal versus a growth goal? Yes, Corinne talks about this in the in No BS. So there is a goal, like I drink 64 ounces of water a day, right? So if I set a goal that was 64 ounces, it would be super hella easy for me because I already do it or basically do it, right? Not a big stretch. But let's say I wanted to increase it to, why'd I pick water? Because then I got a math. Maybe I want to do 84 ounces of water, okay, instead of 64. I notice my skin is dry, my pee is not clear, all the things. I just decided that's what I was gonna do. So I myself would not set, like if I thought about it, 20 ounces just on the bat is way too much for me. Like I'm drinking 64 ounces of water now and I'm getting it in, whatever. You don't want to be in the scared shitless zone of goal setting with fear, doubt, anxiety, feels like it's way unattainable. I got a better example. I just got my sling. I always talk about it because, I'm so excited about it. But I could not go to Pilates. I have not worked out in 6 weeks, none. And I was like 3 times a week Pilates girl walking every day. That was what I was doing. Well, in 6 weeks since surgery, I was not allowed to walk outside. I couldn't literally do anything. And so and I still can't go to Pilates, can't go to Pilates for 4 months. So Pilates is out. So I was walking every day with my husband. But over the last 6 weeks, I developed a different morning routine. I've been getting up because I couldn't go walk. I couldn't do all that stuff. If I told myself 7 days a week of walking, which is what I was doing 6 weeks ago, I'm like, the fuck? Like, that seems awful. It just sounds awful to me. So I just got my sling off. And so I've actually been thinking about my walking goal. So my walking goal starting next week is 3 days a week. I'm traveling. I'm going to the beach tonight. I'm going to Nashville Sunday, and I won't be back until Tuesday night. So whenever I think about it, 3 days a week when I've done nothing, feels like I'm gonna have to push myself because I'm gonna have to get up a little bit earlier. Like I feel like on a scale of 1 to 4, 4 being it's like 100, like, girl, I'm about already doing that. I'm feeling about a 3 with that. And that's okay because it's gonna push me a little bit. It's gonna push me. I'm gonna have to make some plans. I'm gonna have to pull out my winter stuff because it's chilly. And it wasn't 6 weeks ago. But it feels doable, but it's yeah, well, I'm gonna have to do a little bit of pre-planning and do some stuff. If I said 5 or 6 days a week, my brain would just start coming up with excuses. You hadn't done that. It's too cold. You're going to be sore. You shouldn't let your arm be in a dependent position that much, whatever. But if I said 1 day a week, that doesn't feel like a stretch at all to me. You want it to feel doable, but it's going to just tweak you a little bit. Like when she was stretching my shoulder this morning at therapy, she gets to where I'm comfortable and then she goes a little bit further. It's uncomfortable. And I don't really like it. And it's not a lot of fun, but it's doable. And I know that it's going to get me where I want to go. And that's what I tell myself whenever she's at that end of my range of motion, like, this is what I'm going to do. It's sore now, but I'm going to be so glad whenever I can move my arm. That's how you know that it's a little bit of a stretch, but not too far. Let's see. Oh, thank you. My hair. And I still don't have but one hand to do my hair, which is one-handed. That's what they told me at physical therapy. I love your hair. I was like, girl, wait. I have two hands. You just wait. It's gonna look so amazing when I have two arms. You ain't seen nothing yet. I get two hands back. Bitches on. Holly says, as a municipal clerk, this past month and a half have been a whirlwind of overwhelm, maybe even most of the year, and I've avoided much of no BS. Now in relax mode, letdown. I think I have some fear of getting back at it for fear of failure. I can't fail if I don't try. Girl, you are failing yourself. You still have a weight loss goal. Not doing shit about it is failing at your weight loss goal. It's pre-failing. It is pre-failing. You've got goals. You have probably, if I had to reckon, you've got a weight loss goal. You've probably got habit goals. You've probably got health goals. By not getting started, you know, it's a failure on your goals. What would you suggest for steps? This feels emotional based. I get it is 100% emotionally based. So here's what we're not going to do, Holly. If you were doing, you said you were avoiding no BS, which probably means you were doing some stuff in the past. Here's what we're not going to do. Just like me and my exercise, I am not going to sit around and beat myself up because I'm not going to walk 7 days a week. Not going to happen. Not going to sit around with my 3 days of walking plan, be like, well, you know, 6 weeks ago, you were walking 7 days a week and you were going to Pilates 3 days. I'm not doing that shit. That version of me 6 weeks ago, while I had two good arms, was a different person than the me today. Physically, my endurance, I bet you I'm going to get winded as hell walking out there. I'm going to be tired. I am not going to compare myself to her and beat myself up because I'm not her. Same thing with you, Holly. Whatever, look at what you were doing when you were still doing no BS. This is a different version of you. That's all it is. And I refuse, and it does not discount all of the half marathons I've run and all the other stuff because I can't do it right now. I am where I am, and that's it. Period. So you have to decide, how does it feel to even think about watching the No BS weight loss course again or listening to Holiday Weight Loss? How does it feel? I don't even want you to, you don't even have to plan, Holly. You don't have to plan. Why don't you spend the next 2 weeks working on Am I Hungry? Am I Hungry? It's easy to do through the holidays. Am I hungry? Be a boss at Am I Hungry? Be a boss about Am I Hungry? For the next 2 weeks, imagine how much better you would feel December 1st if you just did that for 2 weeks. Like, and then celebrate the shit out of it too, Holly. You're on this call. You were like, I've avoided much of no BS. Well, here you are showing up. You have not given up on yourself. You've decided you're worth it because you've decided to spend an hour with me and these other amazing women on this call. That's what you celebrate. I have not given up. I am coming back. I am asking a question. I am figuring this out. And then use as coaches, y'all. So, Holly, how does it feel whenever I say, dig into, oh, she said, I can do that. Yay, thank you. Yeah, just do that. That can be your goal. 80% of the next 2 weeks, only eat when you're hungry. And use as coaches. Susan says, I love no BS. Last weekend, we spent 4 days in Nashville doing all the drinking and partying. Whoop, whoop. But at meal times, I paid attention. I said never, but you did pay attention. Friday to Friday, I lost 0.4 pounds. Girl, never expected it and don't think that has happened before. Just want to express my gratitude for this program. And Holly, I want you to see what Susan did. She has paid attention at meal times. She drank and partied for a week. Had her a big time in Nashville. Am I hungry? Is nothing to be, to sneeze at. That gets you weight loss. Am I hungry? Will get you weight loss. That's a truth. Yeah. Oh, good. Anne said she's been on the back burner. She's also gonna do Am I Hungry? I don't know if y'all, it's been a minute, but I did a call, a Sunday coaching call with this one lady, and it just blew my mind. She joined No BS and she downloaded the No BS Weight Loss podcast, and she was doing yard work and half-ass listening to the, she listened in one weekend, and she raised her hand on this coaching call and she said, "What four basics are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about." She didn't know about planning. She didn't know about water. She didn't know about enough. She said, "The only thing I remember is Corinne kept talking about, am I hungry? Ask yourself if you're hungry. Ask yourself." She was like, "I don't even know where the website is anymore. I just downloaded this podcast. I listened to this thing." And she said she lost 5 pounds. She didn't know nobswoman.com, had not seen the Facebook, didn't know anything about Ask Coaches. She just gotten an email to come join the call. And she hopped on and she was like, "Is there something else besides asking yourself, am I hungry? Because I've lost 5 pounds. Pretty happy with it, but y'all keep talking about something else. I don't even know what that is. Am I hungry is no joke. No joke." Carrie says, "When is my next coaching call?" You'll have to check the calendar. I don't remember. I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember when it is. And Chrissy says, "I ask myself that every time I go to put food in my mouth." Girl, that's the best question to ask yourself. Oh, New Hampshire Friendsgiving. Somebody went to with oh shoot. What's her name? God Almighty. I've gone drawn a blank. Debbie Lurvy, God Almighty. Thank you. So you went there. Where did it go? Look, now I can't find your comment. Went to oh, I went too far back. Oh. She lost 1.4 pounds and 0.25 in measurement. Yeah, she didn't gain. I bet she spent some time saying, "Am I hungry and have I had enough?" Let me see. Oh, that's a good question. Antonia said, "Asking what do I truly need right now is so helpful." So we've got a few minutes. If somebody wants coaching, raise your hand and I will pull you up and we shall coach. So whoever said, "When's your next coaching call?" I guess it's right now. I guess right now is my next coaching call. I guess. Carrie. Carrie is coming up. We're going to talk about middle of the month. Middle of the month. I love it, y'all. I just love checking in the middle of the month. Carrie.
Hello. We have talked a couple of
Yeah, you
times.
look so familiar to me. I am
It's
awful with names, but I do recognize a face, but I couldn't tell anybody else.
Yeah, I'm gonna try not to cry. I've been journaling the whole time you've been talking. It's been very helpful. A lot of anxiety with my son, who is has bipolar autism and ADD. He decided he wanted to go back to school. And was all excited. Things are kind of not going well. We'll just say that. And so I've been journaling about what you've been talking about around like focus on the wins, focus on the wins. I can do that for myself. I can do that for my husband. When I start trying to do that in my head for my son, I swear to God, like I can't. Like I keep focusing on the negative. Like, no. And what I think, but you can tell me if it's I think because my fears are so big that it's not about weight loss. Yeah, weight loss is fabulous. I would like, right now I'm not losing weight, but I focus on the positive. But me losing weight doesn't have anything to do with me possibly not having, you know, a roof over my head and being on the street. And honestly, that is where my brain keeps. I think that's really what's happening is the thoughts of he doesn't seem to be able to keep a minimum wage job. After, you know, just losing him like after 2 months or so. And we have been financially helping him so much. And we made a commitment that when he has an episode that we would definitely, you know, that we would help him because he's not able to work when he has an episode right now. And he's not in an episode right now.
What are you afraid of for your son?
For myself or for him?
For him.
Okay, for him. I am. I'm afraid he's going to end up on the street.
Okay, first of all, is he?
He is not currently, no.
But no. As long as you got breath in your body, is he?
Probably not. Probably not.
Okay. Okay. So he's not going to end up on the street.
And maybe what is triggering those fears, too, is my husband lost his job. So we have told him. We're like, we just can't. Right now. So if something, you know, like you're going to have to figure it out.
And if you couldn't figure it out, what would you do?
Well, I'd probably ask friends and I'd probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the thing too. Like if you're having a hard time looking at your son's wins, look at your wins in regards to your son.
No. Yes, I do. I think maybe I don't.
Well, because you said he's going to end up homeless and you're not giving yourself credit for.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'm going to figure it out. He will not be homeless.
You're right. Because I was trying to think about how am I making this about me? And I couldn't tease that out, but you're right. Yeah. Like I'm not giving myself the wins. Yeah.
When it is in regards to him, because I'm just going to, as a mama of a bipolar child, when we get him raised up, we've done a damn good job. Yeah. We have done an amazing job.
Yeah. And he is such a fabulous human, you know, but yeah, it is.
Whoa. You said I can't give my son any wins. He is a fabulous human.
He is.
And those bipolar, when they're manic, they're fun. We may not like it all the time, but they can be a hoot, can't they?
Yeah.
He wanted to go to school. Maybe it wasn't doable for him, but that means he's got he's got goals.
He does. Yeah. He does. Yeah, this anxiety has been growing since yesterday and today, and I am preoccupied by it. So I appreciate this. This is helpful.
Here's the thing, Carrie, because you immediately took a breath when I said, what are you afraid for in regards to your son? And you said, he's going to end up homeless. I stopped you in your tracks and I said, is that true? Because what happens if you don't confront that, those wayward thoughts that just aren't true, they just spin and they 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 spin. And they spin.
Yeah.
But we were able to put that to rest immediately.
You're right. Because I think that's what's been catching me up is the fact that we did stop helping financially this month. And I will tell you, he's actually... to give him credit. Yeah. He's been figuring it out. He's been going to groups and getting free money and stuff so that
you
he
can find his wins.
Yeah. Yes. So I just need when my mind starts focusing on the negative, I guess I, so like you said, I need to look at the fear underneath and then check the facts that,
Check in the facts. Yes, honey.
Because I thought I was, but then when you're like, well, really? Would you not? And I was like, oh, you're right. I would call everyone, you know, I would.
Do you think you're eating over this?
No.
Okay. No. Well, why aren't you losing weight, Carrie? I'm curious. Let's talk about you a minute, Carrie. Why aren't you losing weight, Carrie?
Don't know.
Yeah, you do. Why aren't you losing weight? Take a wild guess.
Probably not focusing enough on myself.
No.
No.
I mean, there's four basics of weight loss.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been focused, well, and I've been focusing on water and sleep.
Okay, I down. Love water and sleep. Water and sleep help with am I hungry? 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When are you going to start focusing on the things that are actually going to move the scale? Hunger and enough.
Yeah, hunger and enough, I agree.
What about you jump on the bandwagon with these other children that are going to do am I hungry for 2 weeks?
I agree, yeah.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great, actually.
80% of the next 2 weeks, dude, now in the end of December, November, I'm going to be all in on am I hungry?
And then what you'd said is just ask yourself the question, am I hungry?
Am I hungry? And if the answer is no, what do I need?
Yeah. If the answer is no, what do I need? A lot of times I believe it is water.
Okay. Yeah, probably so. Yeah. If I had a guess. Yeah, a lot of times the answer is water.
Is it?
A lot of times, yeah.
And then the other thing would be probably just to relax, I think.
And the relaxing, though, probably, Carrie, I want you to pay attention these next 2 weeks when you're asking yourself that. Check in and see if your mind is spinning on shit that's not true. Because I'm just going to tell you, if you're sitting around thinking your son's going to live on the streets, and your husband's lost his job, and I don't know how we're going to be able to help my son, and I hope he's going to be okay, and we can't support him right now, and he's got to figure it out, blah, blah, blah. That is going, you can't relax. I don't care if you are laying comatose in your bed.
Yeah.
If all of that is spinning, there's no relaxing going on.
Yeah, I told my husband, I said, you know, honey, I said, I think this current unemployment is getting to me.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, you ask coaches. And am I hungry? Let's am I hungry?
I agree. Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
Bye.
Bye. I hit a button. I'll take you down in a minute when I can figure out how to make this computer work.
Oh yeah, I'm not doing it.
Just talk amongst ourselves. What? There we go. I made it full screen and then it. And then the buttons move and then I'm screwed. Then I'm screwed. I know one way and this is the only way. All right, bye.
Thank you.
I'm actually going to see my bipolar child today. Yes, Robin says what everything seems to come down to is the four basics. Am I hungry and have I had enough? And that is why in the new no BS, we're splitting them bitches apart. We're splitting them up. They're getting broke up. They're going through a breakup and we're going to work on each of them individually. So you heard, if you heard Corinne, she gave a sneak peek the other day. It is going to be, am I hungry? Have I had enough? Basic human needs. That's where you're going to find water and sleep, by the way. They're not going away. They're just umbrellaing under basic human needs. And then there are going to be three types of basic human needs. It's amazing. And then planning will come last. I know it's going to be amazing. All right. So, questions. Did y'all enjoy this topic? I'm telling you, it's very good. Another thing I want to talk to you about too is I want y'all to think about, because a lot of you that are on this call got on this call because you identified with the person who at the middle of the month is like, fuck it. I need to quit, no BS, wait till December 1st, whatever it is. I want us all to take a minute and think about every time in the past 2 weeks that you wanted to quit. That you wanted to quit, that you're like, I am done, but you didn't. That's called resilience. That is called, I doubt it, but I do it. That is called a little tiny piece of belief and knowledge that you are not ready to give up on yourself yet. Just like that Q&A that said, you know, I haven't been doing the things and whatever else. She showed up. She gave herself an hour on a call. That means she's not ready to give up on herself. And because you're here, that means you're not ready to give up on yourself. And here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to come to this call, or I know what happened. I'm just going to tell you, let me tell you about the world of ass coaches on the back end. It is a ton of questions. First week and a half of the month. Doing all the things and I set my thing up and I'm going to the calls and it's amazing and blah, blah, blah. We get ghosted the last 2 weeks of the month. And you want me to tell you why? The numbers go way down. Kathy will tell you. They're going to kill me after I say this because they're going to be like blowed up and ask coaches. But what happens is people quit asking questions because they think I'll wait till the beginning of the month, or I'm such a fuck up. They can't help me. Or I'm a lost cause, or I've already screwed up so much. They're not, I don't even know where to even start or what to ask. And so y'all ghost us and ask coaches. Even I can look at the analytics on Facebook and I see the first 2 weeks it's up, up, up. And the second 2 weeks it declines and then it goes back up. It looks like a weight loss roller coaster up in there. And it's because you start to hide. I told Corinne this the other week. She was like, how do you know that you are starting to like slip, like whatever? Mine is the scale. I weigh every day. So even this morning, and I did weigh this morning, but you know, whatever. But I have not gone to the bathroom. I have poop issues, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been in the bathroom like 4 days. So I started, but I have overeaten twice this week. So I was gonna get on the scale. And I started with the excuses. Well, you know, it's going to be up because you haven't pooped. I mean, that's what it is. I start making excuses for myself and I hide from the scale because I don't want to see. I don't want to see what's going on. And that's what y'all do with us. When it is time, when we could really help you, if you just stick out your hand and let us help you. Instead, what you do is you start to avoid us. You start to shame yourself. You start to think you're broken. You start to think they don't want to help me. I don't deserve help. I fucked up so bad already this month. I don't even deserve. I don't even, it's wasted their time. That's when we want you the most. That's when we can help you the most. Use that shame of like, well, I've already fucked up. My question doesn't matter. I should know better. Everybody's favorite. Well, if I would just get my act together, I wouldn't even need them damn coaches. I can figure this out. I'm supposed to know it already. I've been in no BS for 2 years. I should already know. When you start hearing those excuses to hide from us, that is when you decide I'm gonna put out my hand. I'm gonna let them coaches do what they do best. Help me figure my shit out. That's what we're good at. When you're writing your plan every day and doing all that stuff, we wanna celebrate with you. But when you start to give up on yourself and when you start to not, you know, make steps towards your goal, that's where we are freaking bosses. That's our superpower, is to help you in that moment. That's when you reach out. Girl, Joanne says she's going to wait till the new year. Don't wait. Again, Joanne, think about that version of you. Y'all, there is a version of you next Friday. There's a version of you December 1st. If she could give you some advice right now, what's she telling you? I bet she'd at least be saying, ask yourself if you're hungry. Bet she would. And then celebrate the shit out of yourself for it. She says, start now, girl. She knows what she's talking about. I'd listen to her. I would listen to her. Yes, Kathy, there's a version of you tonight. Tonight. Y'all, we will help you figure this out. We are, first of all, we're experts. But second of all, we love y'all. But literally, we love y'all. Going to Nashville, I always joke about Corinne locking us up in her basement, you know, whatever. But the truth of the matter is, there's nothing else in this world I would rather do for 2 days than talk about how to help y'all lose weight. There's nothing else I'd rather do in this whole wide world. And when y'all see what we got planned for you next year, your mind is going to be blown. 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 Just when you notice you're starting to hide from us and avoid us and not wanting to ask questions, that is your indicator light that it is time to reach out. All right, y'all. This has been amazing. I'm excited about this call. I am super stoked about this call. It's an amazing call. So, y'all, it is not too late to save this month. We're going to kill it. We're going to finish this month strong. And maybe it doesn't look like your November 1st goal. Maybe you don't end up, you know, where you thought you were on November 1st. That doesn't matter. As long as you end up one step closer to who you want to become, that is definitely a step in the right direction. Maybe you thought you were going to be 4 steps ahead and you end the month one step ahead. That's still ahead. And we're not going to discount it and we're not going to shit all over it. All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.